Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California, West Coast. Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend, guys. Hope you did everything you wanted to do while still remaining safe, taking all the necessary precautions for you and yours. It was really cold here on the West Coast. It was down to 32 degrees. Now, you know, for the West Coast, that is cold, cold, cold. That is like East Coast weather we are not used to out here. But it was like bungle up weather here. But all in all, we had a great weekend. We were busy over the weekend. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, I want us to consider the thought, take the higher road. We're going to stay in the same vein that we were in last week, where we talked about staying grounded during confusing times. We are living in very confusing times and distressful times as well. And the holidays are upon us now, which adds more stress to more confusion. So how are we going to take the higher road? Trust and believe you're going to need that within the next 2 weeks as people get very anxious with the holidays of Thanksgiving coming around and then Christmas right after that and then New Year's. So how are we going to take the high road? How are we going to stay on the higher road? Well, not only take the higher road in your creative journey, but choose to stay in the light. Remove yourself from anything, I mean anything, that demonstrates lower energy, lower vibrations. That could be people, places, or things, and even family, okay? If it's a lower vibration and it drains your energy, you want to remove yourself from that. Be the light every day in a very dark world. You are called to be the light. As you are going out and about, be the light. Say hello to someone that passes by on the street. Just say good morning, good afternoon, whatever. Sometimes that makes a person's day. It really does. Just try to take the higher road as we are embarking on this holiday season that is very stressful for a lot of people. Okay? So we want to always stay in the light. We always want to be that positive energy flow. We always want to be the higher vibration. Okay, if you're feeling low and you may not feel like, you know, doing all that, take a walk. That always helps. It always helps to take a walk, get a breath of fresh air. Look at nature. Look how nature operates. Like right now, I can look outside and I see the squirrels running around, gathering up, and I see the birds gathering up. And nature is just doing what it does. And it's not worried about anything. Guess what? We could be doing the same thing. Really. Nature is always there to show us that the air and the breath that we breathe and everything, all of the resources are always there for us. We just have to be mindful that the earth will take care of us, you know? The universe will take care of you. So don't be despair. Don't get overwhelmed about all the prices and everything. You know, funny thing is I ordered the Thanksgiving dinner that Albertsons usually sells. And when she told me the price, I was like, oh my God, that's like triple what it has been over the years. It's like tripled, you know? And so that's just a sign of the times that we're in, that everything is inflated. Everything is going to cost more. But we have to know that we're okay. We are okay. And we're just going to take the higher road. We're going to stay on the higher road. And we're just going to continue to move forward as we move into the end of the year. So focus on, what are your end of the year goals? What is it that you want to accomplish by the end of the year? Now, make it a realistic goal, okay? What is it that you want to accomplish by the end of the year? And set your mind on that. Set your mind on accomplishing that, whatever that looks like. And don't get caught up into the lower vibration of how much everything is costing, and how much food is costing, and how much gas is costing. And I'm just really surprised that people are out now and they're just doing all of this extra. And the bottom line is, these are things that we really don't have any control over. And so why are you exerting your energy on them? Your main goal and part of the higher ground is for you to be happy by any means necessary. That is the higher ground. Be happy. Enjoy your life. Just function in the happiness of your life. Look around you at everything that you've been blessed with. You may not be exactly where you want to be, but you're not where you were. And that is always a blessing. So keep that in mind as we start out on our creative journey for this week, that we are going to make a promise to ourselves that we are going to take the higher ground, and we are going to be the light in the world that we are called to be. Have a great day, guys. Have a terrific week, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.